Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine having a Provident Fund account that has been lying dormant for over 20 years with no way to track or access the accumulated funds. This is the reality for approximately 31.83 lakh inoperative accounts, which the Employees Provident Fund Organization, or EPFO, is now trying to revive through a new portal. What makes this significant is that the EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, has launched the ePrapti portal, which stands for EPF Aadhaar-based Access Portal for Tracking Inoperative Accounts. This portal aims to identify, track, and reactivate these dormant PF accounts that are not linked to a Universal Account Number, or UAN. First, let's understand how ePrapti works. The subscriber or legal heir provides their Aadhaar credentials, and the portal locates dormant PF balances across legacy employer codes. Where a UAN exists, the legacy balance is auto-linked. Where no UAN exists, a fresh UAN is generated and the consolidated balance is credited. Building on this, it's essential to know about the EPFO and its architecture. The EPFO was established under the EPF and MP Act, 1952, and it has over 7 crore active subscribers with a corpus of more than 25 lakh crore. The UAN, or Universal Account Number, was launched in October 2014, and it's a 12-digit unique number assigned to each EPF subscriber. This enables portability across employers, which was not possible before the introduction of UAN. Pre-UAN accounts were identified by employer establishment codes and were not portable across jobs without manual transfer requests, which was the root cause of dormancy. The inoperative account problem is a significant issue, and the EPFO is trying to address it through the ePrapti portal. The portal uses the Jam Trinity, which is Jan Dhan, Aadhaar, and Mobile, to retrieve dormant accounts. Aadhaar verification and UAN autolinkage are also part of this process, along with direct benefit transfer, or DBT, integration. And here is something that surprises many students. The EPFO has undergone significant reforms, known as EPFO 3.0, which were announced in June 2025. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The EPFO has a long history, and it was established to provide social security to employees in the organized sector. Over the years, it has undergone several changes, including the introduction of UAN and the ePrapti portal. But why does this matter? It matters because there are still many workers, especially migrant and informal sector workers, who remain underserved. Multiple employer churn requires automatic UAN portability, which is still patchy in several sectors. Digital literacy barriers for older subscribers and beneficiary tracing for diseased subscribers' accounts remain weak. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to note that the EPFO and its initiatives are relevant to your UPSC preparation. The EPFO is a part of the Ministry of Labour and Employment, and its schemes and initiatives are crucial for the welfare of employees in the organized sector. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, welfare schemes for vulnerable sections, and transparency in public service delivery. It's also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the economy, financial inclusion, and formalization of the workforce. You can also expect questions on this topic in the essay paper, where you might be asked to write on topics like plugging the leak, making welfare reach the last worker. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ePrapti portal was launched in May 2026, and it targets approximately 31.83 lakh inoperative accounts. The EPFO was established under the EPF and MP Act, 1952, and it has a parent ministry, which is the Ministry of Labour and Employment. The EPFO has over 7 crore active subscribers, and its corpus is more than 25 lakh crore. The FY26 EPF interest rate is 8.25%. The UAN was launched in October 2014, and it's a 12-digit unique number assigned to each EPF subscriber. The EPFO has a tripartite central board of trustees, and the eSharam portal has over 30 crore unorganized workers registered. The ESIC, or Employee State Insurance Corporation, was established in 1948. With that background in place, let us look at the way forward. The EPFO plans to integrate the ePrapti portal with the eSharam database to cover unorganized workers. It also plans to autoport between EPFO and ESIC for inter-scheme worker mobility, making UAN mandatory at the point of recruitment across all establishments is another plan. Awareness campaigns in regional languages and strengthening beneficiary tracing protocols for deceased subscribers are also on the agenda. In conclusion, the launch of the ePrapti portal is a significant step towards reviving dormant PF accounts and providing social security to employees in the organized sector. This initiative is part of the larger effort to formalize the workforce and provide financial inclusion to all citizens. The EPFO's reforms and initiatives are crucial for the welfare of employees, and understanding these topics is essential for your UPSC preparation.